Welcome to a new episode of Howling with Second Grade. I'm Miss Lazo.
I'm Miss Okamoto.
I'm Miss Torsak.
And I'm Miss Lopez.
We'd like to start by sharing a quote with you. If you find a path with no obstacles, it probably doesn't lead anywhere. Frank Clark.
The challenges and obstacles we face help us grow. Our brain is a muscle, and it needs a lot of exercise to grow.
You can achieve anything with effort that you put into the things that you do. Changing the way you look at a situation makes a big difference. Challenges are a good way to help you grow and learn.
I love that growth mindset teaches us that it's okay to make mistakes and not know all the answers all the time. Even if we fail or make a mistake, it's a great thing because we can learn from them and get better.
Our learning targets this week are, in social-emotional learning, we are going to continue discussing how to best manage our behaviors.
In phonics, we'll be learning about inflectional endings. In reading, we will continue to work on reading with bigger scoops.
For writing, we will be encouraging more details in writing. We will continue to expand upon our small moments by encouraging more detailed writing. For math, we will be using money to skip count. We will be modeling base 10 numbers within 1,000 and introducing them to money to help reinforce the standard.
And this week in social studies, we'll be learning about historical figures and discussing what biographies and autobiographies are.
Here are some reminders for this week. Just as a reminder, all second grade teachers have office hours from 1 to 3 every day. Send your child's teacher a message on Seesaw if you'd like to meet with them. They will be available for homework help, clarification on assignments, or anything else you are struggling with. Thank you for continuing to advocate for your needs.
Also, we will be sending out a sign-up genius for benchmark testing. Please help your child sign up for a 15-minute slot at a time you know your child will be home and come in a comfortable learning environment. It would be best for parents to be out of the room when we do this. Sometimes students are nervous or get performance anxiety during these times, and it is best to give them a little space so they can complete these tasks.
Our teacher tip this week is to help your child embrace and develop a growth mindset. Encourage them to be problem solvers and to not give up. They need to know that failure can happen and it's okay. Remind them that each time they fail and try again, their brain is growing stronger. Don't step in to prevent your child's failure. This is how they learn to persevere in the face of challenges.
Some important dates to keep in mind coming up. This Monday, September 7th, is Labor Day. There will be no school on this day. Also, this month, PAC kicked off their donation drive. Please stay tuned in the podcast to listen to PAC member Laura Vesti tell you more about it and all the good that it brings to our school.
That's it for our regularly scheduled program. Keep listening to hear from our special guest this week.
Our guest today is Laura Vesti from the front office.
Laura, can you tell us a little bit about what you do from the front office?
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm a big fan of your podcast. I work in the front office. I help with office tasks, and I also do community engagement, which means I do the social media, our ASA TV, and I help organize some of the school events.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great to hear. I also know that you're involved with the PAC. Can you tell us a little bit about what the PAC is and what you do to help them out?
Sure. The PAC stands for Parents and Community for Kids. We're a nonprofit, and we organize fun events. We also plan fundraisers, such as the Dine Out events, the Scholastic Book Fair we have coming up. We organize a Son and Special Someone and Daughter and Special Someone event. What else do we do? The tailgate. There's so many fun events that we plan throughout the year.
Yeah, it's really great that the ways that you guys come up with to help build our parent community and that involvement that you have. I know that you, when you run those events, that you earn some money. Can you tell us what happens with most of that money?
A lot of the money we raise goes back directly to the students. We help sponsor field trips. We help fund clubs and after-school events. And we also buy some big items. One of the most recent big-ticket items that we purchased is a marquee that's being installed in front of the school.
That's awesome. Those are great things to kind of show pride in our school and just for the students to actually see and be a part of. You guys have a donation drive coming up. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, the donation drive is one of the easiest fundraisers that we do. Parents don't have to sell anything. The students don't have to sell anything. It's just you simply donate whatever your family feels comfortable with to the PAC, and that money directly impacts our students.
Yeah, for sure. I know the money that you raise, even as students, you offer that money, and anytime the teachers here need things, I know that we're very comfortable going to the PAC, and you guys support us with all kinds of classroom supplies, books, anything that we need for that. So we're very appreciative. Finally, do you know when your meeting dates so that we can get everybody involved in the PAC?
Yeah, we love parent involvement. We meet the third Wednesday of every month. It's been a little bit, our schedule's been a little bit off because of distance learning, but we typically meet the third Wednesday of every month at 6:30 p.m. They've all been virtual meetings lately, and it's posted on the school calendar, and then on social media, we always try and put an update of our meetings.
Yeah, I love attending those meetings just to hear, get a sense of what's going on and what you guys are trying to accomplish, and it's a great community building thing. Thank you for being in here and joining our podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
That's it for this week. I'm Miss Lazo.
I'm Miss Lopez.
I'm Miss Okamoto.
And I'm Miss Torsak.
Second grade squad signing off.
Oh!